And now dictation for Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, January 2362. Address us a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kasnin, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, A421110. Dear Mr. Kasnin, follow up for Mrs. Moore with a history of low magnesium. Last visit in February. Chronic dyspnea, uses inhalers as oxygen but not using at the present time. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Does have a sleep apnea CPAP machine at night. Denies smoking. Is wearing a brace for a back pain prior to surgeries. No anti-inflammatory agents. Denies orthopnea PND. Denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood, minor incontinence. She is already menopause. Next paragraph, medications. Diabetes, cholesterol management, takes losartan, bisoprolol, magnesium replacement, Lasix. Prior amiloride discontinued July 2022 by myself, and prior aldactone discontinued when she was in the hospital back in December. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 250, blood pressure 117.66. Lungs distant, no RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, wears a brace. No gross edema. Next paragraph, chemistries, July. Anemia, 10.9. Low platelets, 106. Normal white blood cell. Normal differential, normal kidney function at 0.8, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin. It does have minor increase of AST and ALT with normal bilirubin and alkaline phosphatase. B12 normal levels, iron levels low, ferritin 17 with a saturation of 8%. Present GFR better than 60. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, normal kidney function. Next number, normal sodium, potassium, and acid base. Next number, anemia with evidence of iron deficiency. A ferritin less than 30 is highly predictive of iron deficiency. She denies external bleeding. She already is postmenopausal. She mentioned prior EGDs colonoscopies. Apparently early this year, being negative. This will need further follow-up. And now she has also thrombocytopenia. consider evaluation by hematology. Next paragraph, prior low magnesium level was not done in the most recent testing, and she is off amiloride as well as off spironolactone. On magnesium replacement, on loop diuretics, magnesium should be added on the next blood test to be follow up, as diuretics, of course, can cause further low levels. Only should discuss with the patient. She needs to discuss with you about these other issues not related to the kidneys. End of dictation.